Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me again today. My name is Diego Ochoa, and I'm superintendent of the San Mateo Foster City School District, and I'm delighted once again to be with you on the One SMFC podcast. This is a program where we bring together stakeholders, educators, parents, and sometimes even students to talk about what's going on in the San Mateo Foster City School District. And today I'm just really happy to be with three of our big partners here in the school district, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you.
Hello, my name is Annie Tsai. I'm the president of the board for the San Mateo Foster City Education Foundation.
Woo woo, okay, foundation in the house.
Hi everybody, I'm Mary Ann Wallace, and I am vice president of the board for San Mateo Foster City Education Foundation.
Hello, my name is Sonja Tappan, and I am the executive director of the San Mateo Foster City Education Foundation.
Yeah, and this is a group of people that really volunteer their time, and they put in hours and hours to support the work that's happening in the San Mateo Foster City School District. And I think, you know, in my work with you, Annie, and just on a one-to-one level, you and I have a lot of conversations, and the phrase, every student, comes up each time. Talk to the families out there who don't know that much about the foundation, about what you do and why you do it.
100%. Yeah. You know, the foundation was born out of a need to help close the gap, the wealth gap, the equity gap, the education gap within San Mateo County. And our school district has always been the largest school district, the public school district in the county, with, you know, 11,000 students. And what we found was that not every child had access to the same opportunities as, you know, kids that were in the same classroom as them. And we wanted to help change that, support creating those opportunities and giving students access to the things that they needed in order to learn as best as they can and to get excited about learning, to really spark their creativity. And so this is my second term as board president. And what I've really seen is that really magical things can happen when the community comes together. And we've seen it time and time again. And I'm just so excited for another year of that.
And you talked about, you know, 11,000 kids. It's just a lot of students.
A lot, yeah.
Right? But the other thing is we have a lot of schools. So there are some school districts where the schools are really big, you know, like 1,000, 2,000, mm-hmm. 3,000 kids at each school. Ours is the reverse. We have a lot of schools where there are 250 to 400, 500 kids. So that's basically different school communities each time. And the thing about the foundation that I love and my work with the group is just it's every single child. Every school is included.
That's right. Yeah, and every school for a long time had its own personality and still does, right? 21 schools is a lot of schools, a lot of unique personalities, very different needs, the makeup of the population in terms of diversity and socioeconomics. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here, yeah, right, in yeah. this room, is so variant that we really can't take a cookie-cutter approach to every single school community, and it's really been a pleasure to get to know all of them.
And, you know, we can go on a field trip. I'll take you to Parkside, right?
Can't wait.
Go watch the drop-off there. Then we'll drive up to Highlands and mm-hmm. go see recess out in Highlands and then bring you back down to College Park. And they're just three. They're, like, on different planets. They're
totally.
Very different communities. And I think there's a richness and a real beautiful aspect to that diversity. And yet what the foundation does through its work is it tries to bring a fairness, like you said, and an equity and a service to these kids. And that doesn't happen on its own. We can't just sort of reach a very zen place in our minds and make that happen. We actually have to do fundraisers, and we have a big party coming up. Let's give a round of applause for our
so
big party.
Excited.
I know it has something to do with sort of fancy museum Met Gala. I'm going to just cue you up, Marianne. Talk to the families about the upcoming event.
Yeah, so we are super excited. We have our Night at the Museum Gala coming up on Friday, October 21st. Invitations have gone out, and you can sign up online. The event is going to be super fun. It's a virtual event, the proceeds from which will benefit the arts in our community. So think arts education, art experience outside of the four walls of our school, local artists coming into our schools. Anything you can think of that has to do with art.
We'll keep an open mind. But basically, the funds that we raise this night are going to basically allow kids to have arts education in our schools.
Correct. Yeah. And there will be viewing parties throughout San Mateo and Foster City. So
I'll be at
that.
One.
Well, we hope so.
The administrators are going to get together, myself and our former superintendent, Dr. Rosas. We hosted one last year.
Correct.
And it was a blast. And we're going to do that again this year.
Perfect.
And really elevate and set the bar very high for all of our communities to say, hey, have a hosted party. It really is a lot of fun. And at the end of the night, you leave with, I think last year I got a trip to the fire department in Foster City and a trip to Cabo San Lucas. So there were just, I felt really great. And I was able to raise funds for the children in our community, which is ultimately the big victory.
Correct. We'll have a silent auction ongoing for a full week, a hosted live auction with an awesome auctioneer. So we're super excited.
Yeah. And we also, we have volunteers who do this work. It just takes a village. It takes a lot of people. But we also have a wonderful executive director for the Ed Foundation. And Sandra, for you, this is, you eat, breathe, and sleep this work. Talk about what you really want to see happening in our schools and the excitement you want to see this bring to our school campuses.
Yeah. So thank you for having us. I want to say that I want every kid to excel. And whatever that means for that child, for that family, I want them to excel. I want them to come to school happy. I want them to be engaged learners. I want them to be lifelong learners. And that is the goal. And as Annie said there, each school is so different. Each child is unique. And they have different needs. And we want to meet those needs. We want to make sure that there are no barriers to what they can imagine themselves being when they, grow up and when they see themselves as learners.
A couple of weeks ago, I had you all over with our school administrators. We have these meetings before the school year starts, and you all made remarks. And I recall you, Sanja, you made a comment to the effect of saying, bring your ideas to the table. Talk a little bit about that. Talk about the importance of having our stakeholders, our principals, our teachers, and our parents saying, kind of shooting their hand up in there and saying, I have an idea. Talk about that spirit.
Yeah, it's important to me. I grew up in this community. I went to school in the San Mateo Foster City School District.
Okay, what schools?
Yeah, Knowles, which is no longer Foster City School, Fiesta Gardens.
Okay.
And my children went to these schools, Baywood, Foster City, Bowditch, Burrell, Burrell.
You've seen these Baywood. Communities. You know these communities.
These are my communities. My husband, my in-laws, this is our community. So it's super important to me. But I think sometimes you've heard no.
Yeah.
And you stop dreaming. You stop thinking. You stop exploring. You stop asking. And I want this community to realize that we don't have to do that anymore. There is an endless possibility. In 1989 with Proposition 13, there was a lot of adjustments that needed to happen, and we got used to those adjustments and used to saying no, and we don't have to anymore.
Yeah, we have a network of people that want to support us. We have incredible, incredible companies out there. Annie, talk for a minute about the supporters we had last year and the people that stepped up for us.
So many great partnerships were formed both last year and in prior years. We are really excited to see now in the classroom Lego being implemented and in the field kids working with it, and that was funded through a $500,000 grant from Foundation.
Wow. Okay.
Incredible work. We've also had our local banks, donate to the foundation, realtors, small businesses, mom and pop shops. We've had the city of San Mateo as well as the city of Foster City, the chambers of commerce. It's really been a community effort coming together. Thanks in large part to, all of the folks both sitting around this table, but also on the board in general, really putting their time and energy into building relationships and asking.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Sanja said. Maybe you'd been told no 5 years ago, but maybe this is a year where
That's
somebody
right.
says, yes, I'm ready.
That's
I'm ready
right.
to do that.
Yeah, and on our website, last year we put a big flash on the website, and we still really mean it, and it's dream big, achieve together. And that's really what we wake up every day to do.
And that's where we're going to leave it, folks. Thank you for joining us on the One SMFC podcast.